The Girl Who Never Was, Memoirs of a Survivor, by June Unknown. How I Got My New Last First Name. It was the social worker who gave me my name. Jane Doe is no name for a girl her age, she told the doctor and a policeman. This one different from the first two. He wore a suit and wouldn't look at me. I was sitting on the floor in the corner of a small room that smelled like Daddy does after he comes back from running. Looking up at the adults sitting at the table and standing above me made me feel tiny. Like if I squeezed myself small enough, I could escape through a crack in the wall and run home to Daddy. But Daddy had left me. I didn't know where home was. The Green Elephant Man never came. Maybe he knew where Daddy was. Daddy told me to sit and wait, and I disobeyed. I was a bad girl, and we'd just have to do something about that. But sitting here cold and shivering and my stomach strangling, it was so twisted. And my hair and face sticky with tears and snot, and my fingernails torn from the clawing at the grate in the car they locked me in when they took me from the mall. What was I going to do? Follow Daddy's rules. Baby girls are to be seen and not heard. I hadn't said a word. Do as you're told. No one had told me to do anything, except the policeman who kept yelling, "Stop fighting," when he and his partner put me in their car. And then the doctor, who took my dress-up clothes and touched me all over and took pictures. But his camera wasn't anything like Daddy's. He said to hold still, so I did. "We need a name for our report," the new policeman said. There was a nurse. She lied, told me everything would be okay. It wasn't. I was a bad girl. I hadn't stayed and waited like Daddy told me to, and now I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't like her. Nurse Liar. "She's got to have a name," Nurse Liar said. "She's at least 8 or 9 years old." She kept touching me, patting my hair, helping me on with the new clothes they gave me, squeezing my arm. I didn't like her touching me. Nobody touched me but Daddy. That was the way it should be.
"Maybe older," the doctor said.
He was an old man with a beard that hid his face.
"I'd guess 10 from the x-rays. The radiologist can tell better."
Social worker. I kind of liked her. She looked me in the eye and had hair that was red, almost as bright as the leaves on the sugar maple in our backyard when the weather got cold. I always tried to make that color red with my crayons and paints, but never got it right. Not shiny and bright like her hair. She bent down so her face was the same level as mine. "Please, honey, you're safe here. We're not going to hurt you. Just tell us your name so we can find your mommy and daddy." That got my attention. I don't have a mommy. I'm not sure if I ever did. I never met a woman, outside of the ones on TV, before. But if she could find Daddy, then I can go home. That was a good reason to break a rule, right? And she'd almost asked a question. I was supposed to answer if Daddy asked me a question, so maybe it was okay to answer her. All I had to do was give her my name. "Baby girl," I answered. Everyone went quiet and stared at me. I focused all my attention on social worker. She was the one who said she could find Daddy for me. "Your full name, honey. What's your first and last name?" I stared at her blankly. Do people have names at first and then make new ones? Daddy only gave me one name. Maybe I'm not old enough to have a last one. She tried again. "How about your parents? What are their names?" That one was easy. Daddy. There. I'd answered her questions. She said that was what she needed to find my daddy. I folded my arms across my chest and stared at the wall, painting a picture on it with my mind since they took my crayons and coloring book away. And I waited for her to go get Daddy. Instead, she stood and huddled with the others. I caught a few words, Most of them I didn't understand. Severely traumatized. Prolonged captivity. NCMEC. Long-term care and placement. What's the date? How's that for a name? Better than Jane Doe. That's when they erased my first name, baby girl, and gave me my last name, June 4th. Then they took me away again, and I was lost. Daddy nowhere to be found. I did my best to be a good girl and said nothing, not even when they asked questions. Daddy always said never talk to strangers, never trust anyone, that he was the only one I should listen to and obey. He was right. I never felt scared with Daddy. He took care of me. He loved me. These people, these strangers, I didn't know why they wanted to hurt me, why they wouldn't let me go home to Daddy, but I couldn't trust them. They didn't love me. Not like Daddy.